May I have your attention, please? We'd like to welcome you aboard the mothership on a direct flight to Musical Bliss. Tonight's in-flight programming is brought to you by your friendly pilots, Tim and Mike. Before takeoff, please unfasten your safety belts and bring your seat backs to the unlocked and reclined position. Thank you for flying Area 54.
Star Sound, Averia 54.
With Tim and Mike, and the new Tricky album, Noel West Boy, is out in September. So, you know, we're getting it to you a little early, but what can we say? They gave it to us. We're probably not supposed to play it, but we did. The song we played for you was called Past Mistake. And, you know what?
Tricky is so dark. This is a breakup song. This is a breakup song that he sang with his girlfriend that he was breaking up with.
Wow.
That's I wonder if he told her he was breaking up with her after he had to record
the
song.
Here, read these lyrics real quick. We'll talk after the show.
Song is that talk about a dark song.
Oh man, you know, he's still alive to talk
some,
about it.
When I read that and I realized there's a lot of feeling in that song. There's a lot of emotion in that song. It's intense.
His stuff's just really intense that way, and I think that's why Massive Attack has kind of held on to him through the years, because he puts so much into his vocals, and they're kind of a band like that, so it's cool. Good combination, those two. Third Eye Vision before that did a song called Hidden Keys off of Somewhere There's Music, and then Ratatat did a song called Mi Viejo, and it's off of an album called LP3. Wish I would have seen those guys there at Holocene on the 8th, and I just didn't see them. Did you see them? No, you didn't, did you?
No, yeah, I did. I just didn't tell you about
it. You just didn't tell me? Thanks a lot.
You're going to make the listeners think that we share everything, Tim.
That's right. Well, they just took us by surprise. Jose Gonzalez before that did Crosses, and that was the Yuri Holkanen mix. Start off the whole set with MGMT. Song's called Electric Feel off of the album called Oracular Spectacular. So this Oracular Spectacular album was that these guys evidently... This album was, they'd go and do concerts, and they'd do 15-minute concerts, and they would write the song specifically for the concert, and they did a bunch of them, and that's where most of this stuff was from off of this album, was from their concerts.
Wait, cool, so you're telling me that I'm not going to pay $30 to go see these guys if they're only going to play for 15 minutes?
I think that they changed. This is just they went through a phase or something. I can't imagine they're still doing that. That would just take too much out of you. But for a while there, they were just writing beats and things and then just doing stuff live. And that was, well, you know, that was how this album came about. Cool stuff.
That's a great way to do it, though.
But yeah, boy, a lot of work, though. I mean, a lot of work to put into those shows.
You know, well, the dynamic songs. You know, the worst concert and the shortest concert I ever saw, besides MGMT, which I won't see if they only play for 15 minutes. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, I can imagine.
They let us wait for 2 hours before they finally came up. There was like, I had some guy juggling on stage to keep the fans entertained.
Oh, good. They have a mind,
and
too.
And it was 30 minutes set, and they played Relax twice, and then I got beat up after the show, and it was like, it was not a happy camper at that show.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what.
Back in my rowdy days.
Yeah, oh, that's this doesn't.
I should have been walking around with that Relax t-shirt.
Yeah, you should. That's right. Just like, I mean, why would, the man, that was a great job in the management. Let's just, they're going to be late. Let's just, they haven't even landed in the airport. Let's go find somebody on the street. Let's go find a street corner person to entertain the crowd. At least they didn't get a mime.
That's what you get when you
let's go beat up Mike on stage. That'll entertain people.
They took me backstage and beat me up.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Those English roadies.
I'm sorry.
Hooligans.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Well,
I'm
you
still
probably
scarred from that.
Yeah. Maybe the MGMT concert, you won't get beat up when you go there. You'll be in and out of there so quick, you'll never know.
Yeah. I won't even know I'm there if they only play for 15 minutes.
Oh, my.
Seems like a dream.
What do we got? We can play some music? Let's play some music.
We're going to play some mellow stuff. We're going to play Karminsky Experience. I mean, this is a show you can go to. You'll never get in a fight. Everybody be sitting down. You can bring your mom and dad with you. Okay. Don't you think?
All right. Just as mom and dad bring to concert music. All right.
All right. It's Area 54, Tim Mike with you.